This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Zimbabwe's elections are still contested a day after the results came in.
On Sunday at the State House, Mnangagwa appealed to Zimbabweans for peace as he starts his final term.
I'm happy that I've won the race. I think those who feel the race was not run properly should know where to go to complain. I'm so happy that the race was run peacefully, transparently, and fairly, broad daylight.
The Citizens Coalition for Change Party Sunday told reporters that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission had rigged the polls for Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Russia's investigative committee has confirmed Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was in fact killed in a plane crash. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Russian Investigative Committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko said through molecular genetic examinations, all 10 reported dead in the crash matched the listed flight sheet. The fatal crash came 2 months to the day after Prigozhin led a failed mutiny during which his mercenaries drove to within 200 kilometers of the capital, Moscow. What caused the flight carrying Prigozhin to fall from the sky remains a mystery. Officially, the Kremlin denies having anything to do with downing the plane, as it now continues waging war on Ukraine without one of its key cornerstones in the form of the Wagner Group led by Prigozhin. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Terry Gall, the billionaire founder of major Apple Inc. supplier Foxconn, said Monday he was entering the race to be Taiwan's next president as an independent candidate in the 2024 elections. He stepped down as Foxconn chief in 2019 and made a presidential bid that year, but dropped out after he failed to win the nomination for Taiwan's main opposition party. This is VOA News. A mayor in Honduras has been arrested on charges of working with drug cartels to smuggle 90 tons of cocaine to the United States by boat and plane. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Mayor Wilmer Manalo Wood of Bruce Laguna in the remote region that borders Nicaragua was taken into custody on Sunday, said a spokesperson for the Honduran prosecutor's office. He is accused of working with three cartels. The spokesman said independently of the three cartels, Wood personally received 30 tons of cocaine and moved it through Honduras so it could be transported to the United States. Former President Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the United States on drugs and weapons charges last year. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Chile's government has sent officials to investigate accidents at two mines in the South American country's metropolitan and regions that killed three workers. Newly appointed mining minister Aurora Williams is closely monitoring the inspections. Her ministry said in a statement the country's mining and geology service over the weekend announced the deaths all on Saturday. A masked white man carrying at least one weapon bearing a swastika fatally shot three black people in the U.S. state of Florida Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker with an update.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says the gunman wearing a tactical vest, carrying an AR-style rifle and handgun, shot and killed two men and one woman, both black, at a Dollar General store.
This shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
Waters says the 20-something-year-old shooter who killed himself left manifestos behind.
Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate.
He says the shooter texted his father telling him to check his computer when police found out it was too late. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo met her Chinese counterpart Wang Wentao in Beijing Monday, according to state broadcaster CCTV. Raimondo's visit, which will last until Wednesday, is the latest in a series of high-level trips by U.S. officials to China in recent months and is aimed at cooling trade tensions between the world's two largest economies. Recapping our top stories, Russia's investigative committee has in fact confirmed that Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was in fact killed in a plane crash last week. And Zimbabwe's election commission has declared the president and the winner of Wednesday's general election, although it is now being contested by opposition groups. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.